Employment Trends in Japan, Part 2, Listening 1. The way companies in Japan recruit university students is set to undergo a significant change. In 2018, Keidanren, also known as the Japan Business Federation, announced they would be doing away with the guidelines that many companies have been following for years. These guidelines have determined the schedule member companies observe for such things as recruitment information seminars, conducting job interviews, and making job offers. In Japan, the majority of university graduates start their careers in April, but this may be about to change. Keidanren is a business association incorporating over 1,400 member companies, including recently joined Facebook, Asahi, and Amazon. Keidanren has met with representatives from a number of universities to discuss transitioning to a more flexible and inclusive system for recruiting university students. The changes would make the hiring process more open and create more opportunities for both employers and future employees. The changes could make year-round recruiting possible and would affect young people who will graduate in 2021. Universities have voiced concerns that the changes could potentially have a negative impact on students' studies, as they may feel the need to shift more time from their academic commitments to job hunting. Employment Trends in Japan, Part 2, Listening 2. These changes appear to be an attempt to respond to a changing job market, in part driven by global forces, as well as non-member companies that don't follow Keidanren's guidelines. In December 2018, Reuters reported that more companies, especially Japanese IT and e-commerce businesses, are taking a different approach to recruiting, including when employees are hired and how much they earn. When it comes to young people finding jobs, the data suggests that Japan is in good shape. For university students in the 2019 graduating class, close to 98% of them found employment. According to Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, data, in 2018, the employment rate in Japan for the 15 to 24-year-old age group was 46%, compared to just over 85% for the people aged 25 to 54, and roughly 75% for 55 to 64-year-olds. The G7 average for the same age brackets was approximately 43%, 81%, and 63%, respectively. When it comes to the entire working age population among G7 countries in 2018, just under 77% of Japan's workers were employed, compared to the G7 average of almost 71%. Mm-hmm.